Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Mama Said String Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And if Mama has a problem, tell her I'll ride her every day. This town and walk around. Ooh. Ooh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Cause now I know.
think that helps. Yeah. With us, I think it's a little more than friends. I think we're more like a family, and so as a family, we fight and we argue, and we all have our, you know, tiffs and little things, but we get over it, and nobody really holds grudges. The most important thing to all of us is the music, so I think, you know, no matter what happens, we all kind of go back to that, and that's our priority. So
when you do jamming, how many of you can remember sort of the first time you ever sort of sat in on a jam and what that experience was like for you? That's you, David.
Okay.
They're looking, they're all looking at you.
So when it comes to like just doing like early jams, well, the way I found it, it's really hard because I think it differs from person to person. The way I found it, I was in college, really. And I would go out to the gazebos where everyone was smoking with my fiddle, and I would find that one dude that had the guitar, and he'd play Wonderwall a dozen times in a row anytime a new girl walked into the gazebo. And I learned basically how to communicate with other musicians, and you know, they use a lot of terminology that you're not familiar with, especially more experienced musicians. And I think that most of the stuff that I know is probably just from being quiet and listening to other musicians play and talk about what they're doing when we're jamming. Especially if I were going to give any advice to younger musicians, I would say play with older, more experienced musicians, always.
What it is that you learn from sort of doing improvisational things, especially with other people?
I think a big part is just humility altogether. In order to grow, you have to admit your ignorance. You have to be open to say that I'm not as good as you if I ever want to be as good as you. Especially when you're jamming with people that are really experienced, it's scary and it's nerve-wracking, and you never want people to look down at your craft, something that you put so many hours and emotions into. But the reality is to get better is that you have to make yourself vulnerable. And I think that people see that when you play, and I think that people appreciate that. So it's a tug and pull.
And it's a very welcoming musical culture, right?
There's really only two genres that you get to do whatever you want in a jam session, and that's bluegrass and jazz. And I feel like bluegrass welcomes everybody, totally encourages it, the young and the old. And I feel like
when you started playing, were you classically trained?
Yes, I was about 8 years old, so it's been almost 18 years since I started playing fiddle. And I got into the fiddle because my dad had this fiddle song that he would always play called Rights of Man. And I love that song so much, and I wanted to learn it. And I think that he could tell that I really was interested in learning the fiddle. And they got me a teacher, and I went to the classes every week, and I didn't practice unless I wanted to play video games, and then I had to practice. It's still like that. It's like I love video games, so I'm always like trying to balance the two things, music and them out, and music never wins. But I learned for the Suzuki method for about 6 years, and then became an adolescent, and then a teenager, and
We all do.
Right? And I wanted to play rock and roll, and I wanted to like do my own thing and not read things off of a piece of paper.
Did you want to play rock and roll with the violin?
No, I wanted to play like angry 2000s metalcore and screamo music.
Yeah. Did your parents approve?
Of course not.
No.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did.
Was there some pushback? Are they here tonight? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, where?
There's my mom, and that's my dad.
All right. Why don't I just go ahead and invite them up, and we'll hear the real story.
They'll probably give you a better account, honestly. Orchestra is a really good experience. Personally, I love being second violin, because first violin has to do all this stuff up in fourth and fifth and sixth positions, and second violin gets to play the melody all the time, every time. It's awesome.
It doesn't seem to me that the intricacies of the first violin part would be daunting to you.
They are.
Really?
Absolutely. Once they get out of first and third, then it starts getting really scary.
This sort of musical idiom, was that challenging, or do you feel that your classical training, especially technique, sort of serves you well in this as well?
Well, if you ask any fiddle player, what I do with my wrist is reprehensible. It's jammed up against the neck like that, and that's just a bad technique. I think that a lot of it, I was raised in the church, so I had a lot of exposure to worship music, and worship music is very flowy and, you know, true, and there's like the whole idea of getting in the spirit while you play, and I think that that's honestly just like, it is the same kind of feeling as like jamming, as like, you know, getting into the feeling of whatever it is you're doing and then going based on that. The knowledge and the theory and the knowing exactly what I was doing came much later. And that's only from trying very hard to play with people who knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
knife in my back, the burden you drag, carrying these dreams that you never had. Within you, there's a dark spirit within you. Well, don't let it drag you under. Well, don't let it drag you down. Because this time I'm gonna change my mind. This time, I'm gonna change my mind.
Like to thank the Mamas Ed String Band for being with us this evening. We also want to thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. Thanks for listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live. Also, those listening to us too on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com. Hey folks, once again, let's hear it for Mama Said String Band. All right.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank the Mama Said String Band for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.